Today is January 24th, 2005. Hello, and welcome to MT Conversations. I'm your host, Scott Fletcher, and today I'm proud to bring you a conversation with myself. Today, the Apple II emulator. I was born in 1969, which made me about 10 years old in 1980. And I remember every day after school in junior high, I'd go over to the Apple computer store, Computerland, the authorized Apple retailer. And this is right about the time that the Apple II, Apple IIe, Apple IIc, all those computers were coming out. But in today's money, to buy one of those was like $3,500. Back then it was, $1,200 or $1,500. So there was no way that me, the son of a divorced mom, single job in a small house. We did okay. I had shoes and I had clothes and I ate certainly very well being a 10-year-old, but didn't have a whole lot of extra money for $3,500 computers. The school had computers. I could rent one on the weekend for $20, so I didn't get one when I was 10. And that's okay, because right now I'm sitting in front of my computer running an Apple IIe emulator. No kidding. For free. How did I find this, and why do I care? So I had some occasion to remember the 80s. A friend of mine from high school passed away in December, and he's the guy that I went over to his house and played computer games, because I didn't have a computer. I had to go over to other people's houses to play. So, I started thinking about the 80s and some of those really corny games on the Apple II, like Oregon Trail, Soft Porn Adventure, Castle Wolfenstein. Oh, my gosh. Octu! Awesome. So I started looking up these Apple II emulators on the computer, and I found this great place, www.virtualapple.com. Every computer disk for the Apple IIe is available on this site. There are 1,100 disk images and an emulator that will play within your browser. I mean, this is a testament to how far we've gotten. When a $3,500 computer was required to run these games, and now a program and a program and a program and a program in a web browser can run the entire game. Meanwhile, it doesn't even blip your processor or memory on the performance monitor. So I'm going to play some games today, and I'm going to sort of relive the experience, and we're going to listen along as I boot up the computer here. I'm going to do that again. The Apple IIe booted up in like 2.x milliseconds. Listen, booted. There's no login screen. There's no please wait, and no progress bar jumping. Just this. Awesome. And you stick the 5 1/4 drive in there. Well, with the emulator, what I've done is I've downloaded a number of games. For instance, Castle Wolfenstein, Choplifter, Frogger. Oh, Gauntlet. Got to play that one. Rusky Duck, which is one of my more favorite ones. Just on and on. I'm going to play a couple here. But I wanted to take a trip back to Castle Wolfenstein. Okay, check out the boot up time. Click. Booted. And I see the orange castle with a white moon behind it. And it says, Castle Wolfenstein. Press return to begin. Copyright 1981 Muse Software. Hope they don't mind. So I'm going to press return. And let's see. I'm going to press control and start a new game. And I'm going to create a new castle. And I'm going to press K for keyboard. I could also use the paddles, although I have no idea how that would work, or no recollection of how it did work. Or I guess I could use the joysticks. I'd have to press J for that. So I'm going to press K for keyboard, and away we go. And the text on the screen goes way too fast. Where to go? Be careful, mate, because every room in the castle is guarded. And then it flips again. Castle Wolfenstein is full of supplies, too. Oh, and it flipped again. God, there's no way I can read it that fast. Maybe it's an emulator speed problem. So right now what we're seeing on the screen is me, the little purple guy with the green socks. He looks like a golfer with a I don't know, some sort of mask on. And the noise you're hearing? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is the footsteps of the soldiers. There are two bad guys on the screen right now. I'm going to turn down the noise a little bit. Okay, that's better. So the game has put me up here, and I have these eight-way key layouts on the keyboard that really just make my hands hurt. JKL, and I always get it wrong. I never remember how to do it. There's no help button on the screen to show me the layouts, so I just have to guess what button it is to point at the... And I'm caught. That's pretty much the way it went. All right, I'm going to press K for keyboard. The screen's reading too fast. Be careful, mate, because every room in the castle is guarded. The guards Castle Wolfenstein is full of supplies, too. I know one chap who found a whole German uniform and almost sneaked out past the guards. He might have made it if he hadn't shot some poor sod and got the SS on his trail. If you can't unlock a supply chest... Okay. All right, let's try this again here. All right. How do I shoot? Damn it. I think it's... Damn it. God bless it. All right. Alright, this is bringing back a lot of memories for me. I sucked at it in 1980. I still suck at it 25 years later. God! So, did you hear that awesome speech synthesis? This is coming out of on the onboard speaker on the Apple IIe. Just louder than holy hell, too. You know, we have a volume control on Windows 2003 server here. But back in the day, man, you didn't have any choice. It was loud or not loud. Let's see if we can... All right, so I've had about enough of that. That's not quite true. I'm going to play Rusky Duck here in a little bit. Share some of that with you, but not in this podcast. That'll do it for today. Thanks for listening to MT Conversations. If you have any comments or questions or concerns or gripes or bitches or... whatever you might need to get off your chest, stop by www.diagonaluniverse.com/MT. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.